Hey, welcome back to Cold Spring Baseball Park, and we make our way to the bottom of the fourth inning. 3-0, St. Martin with the lead. Here at about 2:35 in the afternoon, we're dealing with the sunshine, light breeze that all of a sudden gusts once in a while, and 84 degrees.
She's a beaut.
Top of the order, Luke Harn leads it off, and he settles the no-hit issue right now with a base hit to right field.
Second time Luke has reached, and yeah, didn't take long here in the fourth, Randy, as he goes up and smacks that first pitch into right field.
So just the second base runner, and Luke Harn, that base runner both times. Here comes Ethan Pruth to the plate.
Hitting with Luke on and nobody out for the second time. Last time he did it, that was that very nice 3-6-1 double play. Arsenal Leaser Schlungen.
Ready in the mound, and the pitch by Brian. Ground ball back to Schlungen. He bobbles it, and everybody's safe as Schlungen scampers after it. Kyle Leaser comes in from short. He scampers after it, and then he hurdles Brian. And that'll go as an infield single off the glove of Schlungen.
Yeah, just a nice placed hit right there by Ethan Pruth. First pitch swinging off the bat. I thought to myself potentially, oh, boy, is he going to get
another double play?
Is he going to get another double play? And just like that, we see Scott Leaser up and out, and he's going to go ahead to the bullpen. Carl coming out to have a word with Schlungen.
And I'm sure he's just asking Brian how he's doing out there on the mound, giving him a little break, talking a little strategy here because you got your number three hitter in Derek Orth to the plate. Derek, a good bunter?
Yeah, absolutely, and you try to get some runs back right here for Luxembourg. You do have the tying run into the batter's box with Derek Gorth. There's a long talk right here.
Is Scott that Kenning thrown in the bullpen? I think it might be.
if Corey's told us anything, it's that would be what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So yeah. Carl taking as much time as he can right now.
He's throwing with the draftee from Pearl Lake as well down in the bullpen. So both of those guys are getting loose, but Kenning's probably got the mound.
Andrew Schmidt is that draftee from Pearl Lake. Not familiar with him. I don't know.
He's played a lot for Pearl Lake. Had some really good games. So the conversation lasts until the umpire says, okay, boys, let's break it
up. All right, you've stalled long enough.
Yep. Like Kirby mentioned, Scott Leaser getting loose in the bullpen down the sidelines. That first base line. And into the batter's box, Derek Orth batting with two on and nobody out for the Brewers. Schlungen to work from the stretch. Looking up as Orth, here's the throw by Moritz. A quick throw back to second, making Luke Harn scamper back to the bag.
That's a stronger throw from Zach. Luke's going to the dugout.
Yeah, and Zach threw that one from his knees on a pitch that was outside already, kind of an off-balance throw. Jalen is not totally playing behind Ethan Pruth. He's letting him take a little bigger lead. But Jalen's charging just in case that bunt comes too down first baseline. Another ball outside and 2-0 to Derek Orth. And now it's getting serious here where Brian's got to come with some strikes.
Yeah, and I mean, we talked about it. They're giving you the bunt. Yep. Throw it over and take the out.
Schlungen's 2-0. A little bit high and 3-0.
Umpire saying it was up. 3-0. Schlungen didn't like it. They never do they?
Nope. 3 balls, no strikes. There's a strike called and 3-1. There comes a time in a strike zone, Kirby, where it's like, well, there's that line.
Yeah, and it was above it.
It was above it. Yeah. Said the umpire. 3-1. Orth tries to put the bunt down, and that's fouled off. Did that go off the umpire's mask?
Yeah, right off the cage right there.
I saw his head kind of jerk back a little bit. So, Zach Moritz, yep, going out.
He's out.
Talk to Brian Schlungen a little bit while the home plate umpire gets his bearing straight.
So, Orth takes the strike on 3-0. What are your thoughts on bunting on 3-0? If you wanted to bunt and it's a 3-0 pitch.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Just because, I mean, you're that much – you're so close to a walk. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of bunting 3-0, but it's 3-2 now, and Orth will take outside ball 4, and that's going to load him up. So all that work for Brian battling back from 3-0, and he ends up walking him. And now Jalen in on the grass.
Leaser's walking out. Look at that.
Leaser's going to walk from the bullpen. He says, the time is now. We are living in the presence. And he's going to come on in relief of Brian Schlungen here in the fourth inning, a 3-0 Martin lead with the bases loaded. We are going to take a 30-second timeout on KASM.
Taking fire safety precautions today can help keep your tomorrow secure. The staff at Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, encourage you to talk fire safety, test your smoke alarms, and make an escape plan with your family during Fire Prevention Week. You can also be prepared with insurance from Painesville Mutual Insurance Company. Contact an agent today. With us, you can trust in tomorrow. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Defensive changes for the St. Martin Martins. Kirby Hemish
into the bullpen, as I think Scott made that decision for Carl. He just started walking out onto the field. Leaser comes on. Scott's going to come in to pitch. He was the DH, so you lose the guy you're DHing for. So Arsenal comes out of the game. Brian Schlungen moves to first base. So Brian goes right over to first, and he's talking with Derek Orth. And you got to imagine, didn't you think that pitch was a little better, is what Brian's saying? Uh-huh. And Derek's like, no, that was outside. That was a ball.
Gives the Brewers a lot of opportunities here, although you have the bases loaded with your cleanup man coming up to the plate, and that's Reed Funnenstein. And we saw that in the game earlier when Richmond had some runners on base, Kirby, and Cole Schmitz was at the plate. Do you let your big stick swing? And, of course, Reed's going to get to face Scott Leaser, and this will be a little bit of a challenge for Reed.
Eight innings yesterday for Leaser. He gave up the one run, and he was great once again, and we get the pleasure of seeing him throw again here today, and he's greeted by a pretty tight spot. Randy, you come in and you got the go-ahead run in the batter's box as Lees are finishing his warm-up pitches right now. So yeah, Schlungen moves over to first base. Arsenal comes out of the game, so the DH is now gone.
So Reed Funnenstein will bat with the bases loaded, nobody out. St. Martin holding a 3-0 lead here in the bottom of the fourth. That sun is getting high in the sky as Scott Leaser's pitch coming, and a swing and a miss by Funnenstein. Strike one.
Zip on the Leaser heater right there.
Oh, on the count. Back into the box, Reed Funnenstein. Scott Leaser works from the stretch. And with the bases loaded, and the pitch right down the middle, strike two. Not messing around, so I always said, too, if you swing at the first pitch, why did you let the second pitch go?
I mean, if you're hungry, you're hungry.
If you're hungry, yeah.
Go get it.
Go eat. 0-2. The pitch chopped slowly to third. Brady Goble comes home. They get the force by a step. Brady, that is clutch. I mean, you look at the composure of that young man, you could see the base runner, Luke Harn, racing down, and Brady knew all we needed to do was get it there before he does, right?
You know, it hit too slow. You can't even think about going to second for a double play because you're not going to get it.
No.
So he really had one play, and he made it right there. And like you said, Randy, the composure to field, throw, put a strong throw on to Zach Moritz, and he had the force at home that saved you a little bit of time. But, yeah, nice play by Brady Goble. Bases stayed chucked. One out now.
That'll bring Noah Grove to the plate, and Noah takes a strike and 0-1. No balls, one strike to Grove. Grove fly ball to right field and his only at bat. Now the Martins are looking for a double play ball. Swing and a miss by Grove, strike two.
Leaser, five strikes, all fastballs thus far, Randy, all with some zip on them.
Mm-hmm. See what Zach Moritz throws down. The kick, the pitch. Right there, strike three. Three straight for Noah Grove, and he's out on strikes. Wow. Bring left-handed hitting Sam Eiten to the plate.
Sitting off speed because you can't take that one. Pretty juicy right there.
Well, you look at a young catcher like Zach Moritz, too. How does that make him, I mean, as a player, to catch a former minor league pitcher? Pitch inside to Sam Eiten. And 1-0 to Sammy.
Well, he's going to go up to Bemidji in a couple weeks, and there's going to be guys that he catches that don't have near the ability of this guy on his D2 college team.
The pitch. Eighton ground ball to second. Tanner Arsenault gobbles it up to Kyle Leeser, and the Martin Scott Leeser pitches out of the jam. And the first one to greet him is Brian Schlungen coming down that first base line. For the Brewers in the fourth. No runs, two hits, no errors, and three left on. We have played four here in Cold Spring. It's St. Martin 3, Luxembourg nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Be sure to come by for Corky's weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoons at 1:30. And don't forget happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has pull tabs and e-tabs. Best of luck, and come back and sing Schnitzelbank Royals from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Sometimes we overlook the benefits of a local service provider. At Albany Mutual Telephone, we realize you have options, and we know you need more than just a local provider. You need up-to-date, cutting-edge technology. With our fiber-to-the-home network, you get access to groundbreaking internet speeds. We take pride in serving our customers better than anyone else, and providing really fast internet speeds, too. Albany Mutual Telephone. Technology all the way home. 320-845-2101.
Top of the fifth inning, and Reed Funnenstein, probably the last one out of the dugout, but he was on base, and the St. Martin pitching worked themselves out of a huge jam there in the fourth.
Nice little reliever you can go rely on, huh? Scott Leeser Unreal. Comes in. He goes a fielder's choice, then strikeout, then gets the other ground out. So nice work by Leeser. Nice work by the Martins. They preserve this three-run lead.
And Zach Moritz will lead it off for the Martins here in the fifth inning. It'll be Moritz, Brian Schlung, and Tanner Arsenault facing Reed Funnenstein. Zach so far today is 0-for-2 and chops it to third. Orth up with it. Cross the diamond, 5-3 on the putout. That'll bring Brian Schlung into the plate.
For a guy like Funnenstein, Randy, who's had his moments of strike zone issues, you got to think that one pitch out got to just do a ton for your confidence.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. Schlungen, the first pitch is a strike called 0-1.
Confidence like throwing their three hitter a nasty curveball right over the middle.
You got it. 0-1 the count. Funnenstein. That's a slider or what it is, but Brian Schlungen swings and misses at it. And 0-2.
Kind of had to look back this direction with a what the heck?
What the heck was that? Exactly. Did a 360 and 0-2. Funnenstein comes home and a swing and a miss at the high fastball. He's out on strikes. Four pitches, two outs for Funnenstein. And to the plate to second baseman Tanner Arsenault.
So Cy off today, but we still have we're still talking about a Funnenstein on Kazoo on a Sunday.
Isn't that true? Angela Mergen back at our studios now in Albany. Brad Melke was in earlier. Breaking ball, down and away. Ball one. Hey, we'll have the final Dick Putt show of the 2021 amateur baseball season that comes up tonight at 7 o'clock here on KASM.
Speaking of sad things.
17 Sundays, Kirby. Man the amateur baseball hotline. One ball, one strike.
Barring a 100-inning game, you get to do it from home again.
That's right.
And potentially on time.
1-1 the count. Curveball. Ooh, right back up the middle. That just goes right by Reed Funnenstein's knees.
Almost like maybe past, if his right arm was out, away from his body, Randy, and like almost a hole right there that between his hip and his arm. It's a bullet right there from Tanner.
And the young players continue to shine for St. Martin as Brady Goble comes to the plate. Yeah, they're missing Nolan Reeder. They've missed him all weekend. Nolan, the little St. John's football. Don't know if he will be back when the Martins go to the state tournament or not, as the pitch is a called strike in 0-1. No ball, it's one strike. Brady Goebel so far today, 0 for 1, has been on base twice. Walked in the second, reached on an error in the fourth. Batting here in the fifth, his team leading 3-0. The pitch is down and away, and the count 1-1. 1-1.
Fun to sign those two quick outs, then he gets the sharp single allowed to Tanner Arsenal.
Sure, at some point we'll have Randy Schoenberg coming up here in the fifth inning, giving us our attendance totals for today and the tournament. Pitches outside to Brady Goebel, and the count 2-2. All four teams will stick around after this ball game today, and they'll do a little drafting to bolster their pitching staffs of the teams eliminated or other players, I believe, that are in the league. They can draft from them. Pitch fouled by Brady Goebel in the count 2-1.
We got Ty Reller, Winkles and Navratil from Farming, Ethan Vogt,
Matt Imdick,
Jake Brinker, Eli Backus. There's plenty of
arms.
Good options out there.
2-2 the count, Brad Mergen.
Brad Mergen, geez.
Pitch is going to hit Brady Goebel right in the almost the belly. Catches most of his uniform there. And so, after, like Kirby had said, two were out, a base hit and a walk, and now you find yourselves in a little bit of a hole.
Yeah, as just kind of that consistency lacking. He was just so sharp. Talk about pitching with the lead against Farming last Saturday, and you know what that does for a pitcher's confidence. It's just he was surgical last Saturday. Yeah. We're just not seeing that.
Avery Schmitz to the plate, and the pitch to Avery is outside of ball, 1-0. Now, Funnenstein looked like where he was landing. Did a little landscaping there.
Some tall pitchers in the game right now.
There's the strike called. And 1-1 to Avery Schmitz.
Leeser's a good 6-4, right?
He is. 1-1. Two outs, two on. Funnenstein looks back to second, and he comes home, pitches high. 2-2. 2-1 the count.
3-0. St. Martin leading, looking to tack on right here. 2-out rally.
Reed Funnenstein, pitch, and Schmitz, a nice-looking swing there, but he misses. And the count, 2-2.
Something about that lefty swing, Randy. Make a swing and a miss look good.
2-2. 2-2. The right-hander delivers outside, and the count full at 3-2.
Well, head start for Arsenal at second and Goebel at first. Looking to leave early. 3-2, two outs.
Corey Wynn's kind of pacing his dugout's front right now as he's hunched down, hoping his right-hander can get this out here in the fifth. Runners go. Pitch to Schmitz is low, and that's going to load him up. And we're going to see a visit, not by Corey Wynn's, but from Mr. Knaus.
Chris Knaus, Reed's brother-in-law, as a guy who used to have to go have these conversations with a brother-in-law. These are not fun. You can about imagine, I'm sure.
So a meeting at the mound. We haven't seen this all weekend here for, and last weekend for Luxembourg. No.
I don't think there was one visit, basically. Right, Harn and Funnenstein were just kind of out pitching the whole time.
Hey, Randy Schoenberg. Come sit talk to us for a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, why not?
Let me take that. There you go.
The listeners only hear you in the background. We got to get you on the mic now.
Yeah. And coming up to the plate, it's Derek Cole batting with the bases loaded and two outs. Martin's looking for a big hit here, and they pitch a called strike to Derek and 0-1. You're huffing and puffing from that long walk up the steps here and carrying all those ticket totals for the weekend, aren't you?
Yeah.
Here's Funnenstein's pitch. That's inside and the count 1-1. Randy, you've been part of a lot of region tournaments and first time ever that we posted it in Cold Spring, and they've done a great job, haven't they?
Yeah, and they got nice facilities here. So
they really do. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss by Derek Colt. Strike two. Arsenal at third. At second, it's Brady Goebel. At first base, Avery Schmitz. The youth movement. And at the plate, Derek Cole.
Cole had a good first game against Richmond. Trying to clutch up right here for Carl.
ball, two strikes. And the pitch, a swing and a miss. Out on strikes is Derek, and that'll end Leah Martin's fifth. No runs, a hit, no errors, three left on. After four and a half, it's St. Martin three and Luxembourg nothing. We'll keep it right here with Randy Schoenberg talking to us a little bit. And Randy, you end up going to all the state board meetings and, of course, this year the state tournament at three locations. Kirby had mentioned, too, that he's thinking Chaska's the B site for a lot of the games. Or are they going to switch it up at all? Do you know?
No, I think he's correct. Waconia and Hamburg are going to be mostly C.
Mostly C sites?
Yep.
What was the first year where they did the bracketing only coming out late Sunday night? It was about, what, 4 years ago, something like that?
Something like that. They said some people were sandbagging, checking it out, and they didn't want none of that happening, so yep. That's why they don't release it any earlier.
Your buddy would never do such a thing, would he?
No comment.
I was expecting that. But, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of local teams kind of excited to see Painesville down at the state tournament out of 4C, Region 11C. We're looking at Kimball and Watkins and Sartell Muskies, and Region 8C, Avon and Sobieski will be there with St. Stephen and Foley. And then Region 15C, we're sending four teams, the likes of Spring Hill, Richmond, St. Martin, and Luxembourg. So, well represented, aren't we?
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. It sure be nice if I could match up with one of them regions.
Oh, that'd be cool, huh?
Yep.
Will Coney ever have it before?
God, I don't know if they, you know, I know Shaska and a bunch of them.
Hamburg and all that for a while, but yep. I don't remember Waconia ever having a deal.
I don't.
We make our way to the bottom of the fifth inning, and it'll be Connor Clark, the number seven hitter. DJ Krohn and JT Harn facing Scott Leeser, who came in a relief of Brian Schlungen last weekend. And Randy Schoenberg patting me on the back. That means the Snickers candy bar is coming my way here shortly. A ground ball back to Leeser on the mound and on to first, 1-3 in the putout of Clark.
Oh, I was way off.
So, Randy, we had 352 today, 34-38 for the tournament. Just phenomenal. Randy guessed 413. Kirby was a little high in the 600s, but
no, that was a great tournament, great attendance.
What was that again? 352.
Yeah. Where's that stack up with years past?
It's right there with the top ones, other than when Painesville had it, but
with that extra team.
Yep, there were nine. That was a nine team region.
And 34-38 for the tournament. Awesome.
That's crazy, and I mean that's just that's a testament to the Central Minnesota baseball right there. 3,400 people were willing to come over and watch some ball.
DJ Krohn at the plate, 0-1 as he swings and misses strike two and 0-2. So, yeah. Randy, if anybody has questions about state tournament, obviously get a hold of your team's managers, but they can always get a hold of you too. We're going to see a lot of these teams taking buses down probably to those sites because we are – hour and 20 minutes, hour and a half away from Waconia and Hamburg. And
is there a time? Does the state board say a time when the bracket's coming out, or are they just kind of?
Usually by 10, 11 o'clock tonight, if you check on, they'll probably have it posted someplace.
Ground ball to Goble at third. Across the diamond, Brady, almost old automatic, 5-3 on the putout, two outs, and JT Harn to the plate.
I know they have a meeting at 5 o'clock, and that's when they set everything. So it could, you know, if all the teams get everything in, it maybe could even be posted by 8 already.
So you can't schedule a game after 1:30 for this day, right?
Correct.
So, and look pretty clean on the radar throughout the state, other than a marathon somewhere. Everyone should be pretty much done by
3, 4 o'clock,
you'd think.
Yep.
What takes those guys so long?
Well, you know, and here's JT Harn at the plate, the first pitch. Oh, there's a strike in 1-1. It's almost like the NCAA committee when they, although do they have the regions all pre-selected already where they are? You just punch in the team names?
Correct.
They do.
Yep.
Is that switched every year, those matchups? It has to be, right?
Yep. They put some regions together, and then the next year you get a different region. And
pitch is low for a ball in 2-2. So, Randy, do you have to do any bargaining at the state board meetings? Because this region, we have 14 teams, and Harn will follow it to the backstop, and we get four seats, right?
Yep.
There are some regions with just as many teams that maybe get three, or some regions that get two.
Correct.
And so what's done is Harn drives it to right field. There is a Matthew Schlungen, and Matthew will make the catch for out number three. So what's the old story on that?
It's the attendance at your region.
Oh,
that's a part of it. And then your success at the tournament. Say you keep going. We send four down there. And yep. We don't win a game. That'll hurt us
for the next year.
Yep. And they look at that. They look at success and attendance.
Wow. I guess I didn't know that. That is a really good point.
Yep.
So attendance and success at the state tournament. And 15C has had some successes since 2017, haven't
they? Yeah. Yep. Yeah. You know, we had a runner up and Farming was on final eight. And, yep. You know, it.
Last year we had a couple teams.
Lake Henry won a game. Yeah. And then if you look at Watkins, yep, was a 15C team last year. They won a game. So
yep,
a couple games for Watkins. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
It only helps. And then 3,500 people coming to a region game. That'll help too, yep, huh?
Some people ask me for being Cold Springs hosting it a little farther away from, you know, that farther we normally team have it. And I said, well, it's not much farther. I mean,
no.
But it was well attended.
Well attended, absolutely. Randy, thank you for what you do. I mean, people don't really know the behind-the-scenes stuff that gets done with a regional commissioner. And you said last weekend, for the first time that you've been commissioner, you did take off on a Saturday. You went to a wedding for a little bit, but you were back later on. And it's like, that's a commitment. That is a commitment. So yep, congratulations to you.
Thank you. And thank everything you guys do.
Well, thanks. Have a good one, Ralphie. Yep. There we go. Randy Schamberg with the...
He did get a Chasm hat, too, by the way. So that's because he's he's cooling. He listens to Chasm. He's got a Randy bobblehead as his office.
And there it is. As he
thanks,
puts
Randy.
It on.
All right. To the plate, Scott Leeser, now the pitcher of record for the St. Martin Martins. He faces Reed Funenstein, top of the sixth inning, still 3-0 St. Martin. He has Scott Leeser, Matthew Schlungen, and then the top of the order, and Kyle Leeser.
Been busy on the guest mic this weekend, Randy.
We have.
I like it.
It's always nice to talk to these guys, though. We talk about them on the air. We don't actually get to hear who they are.
Sure.
0-1 the count to Scotty. Funenstein's pitch. Leeser will follow it back and out of play. He finds himself in a hole, 0-2.
Leeser on the day. A couple RBI singles, Randy. 2-for-2 with 2 RBIs, and now he's pitching. So nice. Nice day, and he sure put out that fire there that Lux had brewing in the fourth.
Nice play on words. 0-2 the count, and a swing and a miss by Leeser. That's up in the strike zone, and he's out on strikes. That one was rising high in the strike zone, and Scott almost like goes into a protective mode, huh?
I mean, like backing up and swinging at the same time is just a big hack at it, too. Yeah.
That'll bring Matthew Schlungen to the plate. Matthew looks to bunt and pulls back. It's ruled a strike in 0-1. The ball, it's one strike. A little southwest wind blowing from left to right here at Cold Spring Baseball Park. It's the most picturesque scene. Get little shadows of the light towers into the field. And
I'll tell you what, wherever you send me, for next weekend for the state tournament, if you send me. They got a lot to live up to as far as press box and view and stuff like that and accommodations, because we've been spoiled to say the least here at the Jack Bell press box.
Exactly. 1-2 the count to Matthew. And we know it's media crazy when you get down to the state tournament because we're not the only radio station, although we like to think so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Pitches high for a ball and 2-2. We got egos, right?
Oh, yeah. How you get my ego through that door is still beyond me. But I think Randy brought up a good point, Randy Schamberg, not Randy Rothstein, that it was cool, you know, like farming Cold Spring that year, or in Richmond one time we played Avon, you know, just to get maybe a, or even somehow if they could draw it up, you get like a Luxembourg Sartell, something like that.
Yeah.
Just those local matchups.
That are going to draw a lot of people. 3-2. Funenstein delivers to Schlungen in a swing and a miss. Matthew's out on strikes, 2 down here in the sixth. And I think Reed's got the arm loose as he struck out 4 in the last 2 innings.
Just
struck out 7 in the last 3 innings.
Just going to say, I think he's found a new gear.
Yeah. And struck out 9 so far in the ball game. That'll bring Kyle Leeser to the plate. Kyle 0-for-3 against Reed Funnenstein. 3-0, the Martins lead. 3 runs, 3 hits. No errors, no runs, 2 hits and an error for Luxenburg. Schmidt is throwing hard down in the Brewers bullpen, the draftee from Pearl Lake. So it looks like he's loose. Pitch a strike to Kyle and 0-1. No ball, it's 1 strike. There's the curveball, and that's strike 2 and 0-2 to Kyle Leeser.
You got him for 9 Ks?
I do.
What am I missing? 1, 2. 8, 9. There you go. Good call, Randy.
A swing and a miss. And
no,
make
it's
it
not
10.
9.
It's 10. Yeah, Kyle goes down on strikes, and that'll end the 6th for the Martins. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 5.5, St. Martin 3, Luxenburg nothing. More baseball to come in a minute here on KASM.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone. It's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drives to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your
dealer. If you need concrete for your home, farm, or business, then giddy up and go to Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has precast products including H or J style feed bunks, bunker style wall sections, and manufactured slatted floors. No concrete jobs are too big or small for Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Working hand in hand with our good neighbors and farmers for 100 years. Call us today at 837-5288. You're listening to Your Dependable Neighbor, AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany on FM 107.7 day and night.
The Luxenburg sixth inning looks like the top of the order. Luke Harn, Ethan Fruth, and Derek Orth.
Heads up at 3,438 fans for the Region
15 season. Luke Harn, 1-for-1 today with a walk. As he'll face Scott Leeser for the first time. And the pitch dribbled on the ground to second. Up with it is Arsenault and over to first for 3 on the putout of Luke Harn.
Two pitchers that are found their stride,
well,
Randy.
I was thinking about this at our commercial break, Kirby. It's like it's the two pitchers, both teams, one on the mound right now. And
good catch.
Yeah, Martins with a 3-0 lead, that they really like their chances. Reed Funnenstein's found his groove. And I think Luxenburg likes the guy they have on the mound. They just got to find some runs now.
And realistically, I mean, could you ever think of a region championship that you got two aces pitching in the sixth inning?
You're right. As Fruth folds it to the backstop, count 1-1. Fruth digs in, and the pitch, Ethan, a little bit low, and the count at 2-1. Ethan, he's got a coveted chasm cap that he'll have for a while. Fruth a swing and a miss, a strike 2-2.
Since he's come in, no one has reached base.
2 balls, 2 strikes. Here's a ground ball to first. Brian Schlungen hops on that as he hobbles to the bag. I don't know, did he come down on his knee hard when he fielded that ball?
I'd say 9 innings of catching, and what did he go? The first 3 and
13,
change. So he goes
13 or 14 innings, and there he's trying to stretch himself
12
out.
12 and a third of pitching. That
looks like the quad might be a little tight on him there.
Dogs are probably barking pretty good.
So one out, or make it 2 outs, and at the plate, Derek Orth. And Orth will foul this to the backstop, and the count to Derek, 0-2. Orth will chase that one down the first base line. Flip it back to the umpire.
Thing must have been chewed on. Ump looked at it and said, no way you're going back in. He's rolled it over to the Martin dugout.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if it got flattened on that brick wall behind here.
It's quite possible. Yeah. 0-2 the count. Arth pops this one up. Kyle Leeser behind third base will make the catch, and that'll do it for the Brewers in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played six here at Cold Spring Baseball Park. 3-0. It is St. Martin over Luxembourg. We're going to come back. We're going to give it to Kirby an inning early. Randy's just going to soak in the sunshine and get ready for a little Dick Butch show tonight, too. We'll be back in a minute.
At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we are focused on dedicated, personalized service for you. That means you can trust us to have the protection and up-to-date coverage you need. As a proud Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company, we'll be there when you need us most. We have 24-hour phone service, helping protect all that's important to you. With Grinnell Mutual and Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, and Missy Stanley, your local agents today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to all the area teams at the Region 15C Baseball Tournament.
Region 15C brought to you by El Rosa Lumber Company, the Greenwald Pub, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Pep's Pork of Rose Spring Hill, BNS Excavating over in Belgrade, Albany Chrysler Center, Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, Gilliland Chevrolet in St. Cloud, Promotional Resources Incorporated in St. Joe, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Albany Family Dentistry, Kramer Lumber True Value of Melrose, Kensington Insurance Agency, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, and Trappers Pub and Grub in Farming. Kirby.
Welcome back. Top seven, Zach Moritz gets things going, looks at a heater on the corner from Reed Funnenstein. Rito dialed in right now. He had that old snapper mow him down inning back in the sixth as punching three out. He's got 10 strikeouts as this pitch fouled to the screen, and he's 0-2 on Zach Moritz. Difference in the game, Martin's got those two guys on a walk in the second. RBI singles for Leeser and Cole, and then in the fourth inning, got the RBI for Scott Leeser again. That Cole RBI coming on a suicide squeeze. Two strikes on Zach Moritz, who's working on an 0-for-3. He had a rough first game, too. Bounced into a couple double plays. As Funnenstein ready. 0-2 pitch. That's laced down into the right field corner. That'll twist foul. Some activity in the Martin pen. As 0-2 the count. 3-0 our score in favor of St. Martin, looking to take the dirt road to the championship as the 0-2 pitch that's hit on the ground, up the middle and through into center field for a knock for Zach Moritz.
Zipped right by Reed's glove, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Just kind of sent it right back to where it came from.
Other Region 15C sponsors, Central Minnesota Realty, Lake Henry Implement, Lee's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Albany Mutual Telephone, Rambo of New London, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, the Freeport State Bank, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, and New Munich Sock Center in Long Prairie, Meyer Gove Co-op and QPC Store, Dairyland Supply of Sock Center, Ecker Feed Service of New Munich, and John Dole, Century 21 First Realtor.
Leadoff man on. That brings Brian Schlung into the plate. As Funnenstein works from the set. Good lead for Moritz. First offering from Funnenstein. He's on the corner for a strike. Brian showed his hands. Pulled back on the bunt. Carl may be looking to get one more across right here at least. Moving a runner into scoring position. One strike the count. Not much of a lead for Moritz. He's got that oven mitt on. Schlungen squaring early again. This pitch is bunted foul by Brian. Not thrilled with himself right now. And
might have been a ball. A little up in the zone.
Yeah. Not the easiest pitch to bunt right there. No. Again, bunting. Richmond, Lux, St. Martin, and Spring Hill. Get those bunts down this week for practice. Be sharp. Come next week. We're, of course, pulling for all of you come the next three weekends. 0-2 the count now. As the 0-2 pitch, slung in, popping this one into short center field. Harn coming on. Luke will make the catch to retire Schlungen for out number one.
Other Region 15C sponsors, Liberty Electric, Stony Creek Dairy, IPM of Wade Park, Shady's Long Shots. We're at Rich Spring Golf Course and Westside Liquor of Wade Park.
So one away. Staying at first base is Zach Moritz. You a fan of the show Saved by the Bell, Randy?
No.
There was a lead. Their main character was named Zach Morris.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So ever since I started announcing Albany Ball and Zach would play, it's like, oh, nice. Wonder if they call him Preppy. Wonder if he's as big a jerk to Screech as Zach was. One strike the count as Arsenal swings through it. Funnenstein set. Time called at home as a little staring contest right there. Moritz was dancing around a little bit at first. Funnenstein out of the corner of his eye, holding that that set a little longer, and Tanner got sick of it, so he called time. One strike, one man on, one out as Moritz dancing again as this pitch is missing for a ball, evens it up at one and one.
Kirby, you mentioned Reed's got 10 strikeouts, but he's walked five today and given up the four hits, so that those five walks has added to his pitch count total here this afternoon.
Kenning in the bullpen again. Been there for a while. As Funnenstein set, there goes Moritz. He got a good jump. Swing and a miss from Arsenal. Crone's throw to second. No chance. Zach swiping the bag as he got a good jump right there, Randy.
Yes, he did. Yep. Stole that one off of Reed. And head first into second base with that little oven mitt on. And now in scoring position with one out.
Who's that coming in from the pen? The Trader? Ludwig was catching.
Yeah, that is Ben.
Ben Schrader pitched a little yesterday. So runner in scoring position. Tanner trying to clutch up, get another one across for the Bartons here in the seventh.
I think Ben pitched into the fourth inning yesterday, maybe.
No.
Yep, something like that.
One and two the count. Funnenstein set his 1-2 offering as a little handle shot from Tanner Arsenal. Twisting foul, his dad Jimmy goes and shags that. Foul ball. Count stays put at 1-2. Tanner to be followed by Brady Goble for San Marti here in the seventh. Moritz leading from second. Clark trying to keep him as close as possible. Funnenstein would love a punch out. Got it. Swing and a miss right there on the off-speed pitch as Arsenal's out on strikes. 11th strikeout for Reed and a big second out.
That is a big second out. Tanner Arsenal on the day, his second strikeout against Funnenstein, Kirk.
So two away now. Brady Goble into the batter's box. Goble's got a run score today. He's reached base all three times, and he's hitless. Walk, hit by pitch, reached on an error. Looks at a first pitch strike right there from Funnenstein. Zach Moritz at second. He singled and stole second. Funnenstein set. The righty's one strike pitch in there for a strike. And Randall, Friday night strike right there from Mick Yankee. 0-2. Goble looking to extend the Martin lead. Funnenstein trying to keep it right at 3-0. 0-2 the count. Righty's got the sign from DJ Crone. DJ setting up down and away. Right-hander set. Here comes his 0-2. That's hit on the ground towards second. Fielded by Connor Clark. He'll flip it over to the first baseman, Noah Grove, 4-3 to retire Brady Goble. That does it for the Martins in the seventh inning. Squandering a leadoff single. No runs, one hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. Stretch time in Cold Spring. 3-0 in favor of St. Martin. On to the bottom of the seventh inning coming up in a minute.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
It's most everyone's dream to buy your first home, maybe that cabin on the lake, or a 40-acre hobby farm. Hi, this is John Dole of Century 21 First Realty. Whatever your real estate needs may be, I'll be there to make the process as smooth and stress-free as possible by customizing my plan of action to each of my clients' wants and needs. I'm a realtor with Century 21 because it's rewarding to find that perfect home or piece of property for my clients. It's like hitting a home run. Check out the team at Century 21 First Realty today. Call me at 320-492-7010. Email John.Dold@Century21.com or visit John Dold Real Estate on Facebook.